I was in college, I once wrote an essay for my Psych 101 class on how I believe that there are only three types of relationships in this world. The first type is the relationship you have with your family and friends. It's simple, it's safe, it's something that every human needs to function. I then wrote that the second type of relationship was the one you have with a significant other. That person that you choose to spend your life with is in fact the ultimate security blanket. The final relationship that I wrote about was the one you have with yourself. It's the most important of the three. It is, of course, the one that can define you. The one relationship I didn't study, nor did I write about, was the one of a business relationship. And now I can't help but kick myself for not examining that sector. After all, I've had to examine it my entire adult life, and that just sucks.
That'll be $1,578.95. Did you want to pay with cash, card, or check?
Card, thanks.
Nat, I'm so glad you're going with this dress.
You might be able to sell any house you want in that dress, especially with that kind of plunging neckline.
That's the plan. After all, if I'm going to put up with Jameson Pembroke, I might as well look and feel fabulous.
That's the spirit.
Thank you for shopping at Alexander McQueen on Rodeo Drive. Have a lovely day.
Thanks. So, where to next, ladies?
Well, I'm sorry to break up the party. However, I've got to get across town to an appointment with a therapist.
Sarah, what are you talking about?
That's right. I haven't told you guys yet. Me and Matt have decided to see a marriage counselor in order to get to the root cause of our issues. In fact, it was his idea.
Well, one of his colleagues had to get to the root of his tooth to fix it, so why not get to the root of why he's such a dick while we're at it?
Good one, Nat.
Look, I still love him, okay? I know that a lot has happened since I found that card for a divorce attorney almost 3 weeks ago, yet I still feel something for my husband. And even if things don't work out, I still think I deserve to know how they got so bad, so fast.
You know what? You do deserve some sort of explanation.
I may joke sometimes, but I do agree with Charlie. You deserve answers. And I hope that seeing a therapist does help you get the answers you're looking for.
I hope so too. And it also wouldn't hurt for me to get off the street. After all, I spent about $2,000. Or at least Matthew did. I talked him into loaning me his credit card for the shopping spree.
Good girl.
Thanks. Anyway, I'll see you two later.
Sounds good.
Let us know how it goes.
I will.
Do you think she's going to be okay?
Our Sarah is a strong gal. She'll be just fine. If I were Matthew, however, I would stop testing her so damn much.
I still cannot believe she punched him after telling you that violence is not the answer.
Some people just have to learn that in this world, it's either you kill or you get killed.
So do we suddenly live in that cinematic universe that A Quiet Place is set in? I think you're being a little dramatic, Charlie.
I will admit that I put my thought into a dramatic perspective just now, but the foundation of what I am trying to say does hold up.
I guess I'll remember what you said then.
Every woman should.
Well, I'm gonna go get a pair of those red bottoms I had my eyes on for a couple days now. Do you want to come with?
Unfortunately, I can't. I've got to get back to the club to go over a new routine. Send me a pic of the shoes, though.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so before we begin, I just want to say thank you to the both of you for taking time out of your respective days to meet with me.
It's our pleasure, Dr. Paxton.
Oh, please, both of you call me Lila.
Certainly.
So, let's begin. I like to just cut right to the chase. Matthew, why do you think it's time to call it quits in your marriage to Sarah?
Wow, that is a loaded question, Doc. If I'm being honest, I'm ending it so both of us can be free. I think that Sarah feels the same way that I do. There isn't any spark left. Our life is not what it used to be. It's a shell of itself. We even talked about sleeping in separate beds for at least 3 months.
Sleeping in separate beds. Who started that discussion?
I did.
And why did you propose such a thing, Sarah?
Matthew and I, both of us have not made it worthwhile to stay in a bed together. All we do is sleep. I don't think there's any intimacy left in our marriage anymore. We have not had sex in about 6 months, and I...
Whoa, what the...
It's okay, Matthew, it's okay. What's said here today won't leave these four walls, and I expect you two to be honest with me. Let's backtrack here. The separate beds idea was proposed because of a lack of sex in the bed you two share together. Matthew, would you say that such a thing warrants two different beds?
It has been a long time since we have had sex, and I think that has taken a toll on our marriage. I was not against the idea of separate beds.
You know, through the years, many couples have had the same issues that you two are experiencing in terms of a lack of intimacy. Before we move forward on that subject, I would like to ask a question, Sarah. Do you want a divorce? Do you agree with Matthew and that it's time to end your marriage?
I don't know, Doc.
With all due respect, I may have asked you a question, but don't talk to me. Talk to your husband. And Matthew, I want you to do the same.
Matthew, I don't know if I want to get divorced from you. I know what I said last week, but I think that was in the heat of the moment. I'm so confused about what I want. I'm just trying to live day by day. I can't seem to get my thoughts in order. Are we sure we want to do this, Matthew? I've always said that I don't like how boring our life has become, but maybe we need a change of scenery, not a divorce.
Okay, Sarah, you might be onto something here. Matthew, have you ever considered taking a second honeymoon with Sarah? It might liven things up a little.
Honestly, no. And I'm not so sure I want to. I think I want to move forward with our divorce. I'm sorry, Sarah. I'm so very sorry.
Thanks for calling the Palace Strip Club. This is Charlie.
Hey, Charlie, it's me.
Sarah, hey, why are you calling the club?
I tried to reach you on your cell, but...
Oh, shit, it must have died. I'm sorry.
No, don't be.
Anyway, what's up?
Well, you should know that your phone isn't the only thing dying in LA. My marriage is officially on track to pick out its own coffin.
So sorry, Sarah.
You know, I felt like an idiot today. We were in a stuffy room with a woman who claims to know how to fix marriages. But when she asked me if I wanted a divorce from Matthew, I told her and him that I was confused. I basically told him that I needed some time. I told him that I thought we needed a change of scenery, not a divorce.
What happened after that?
Well, our therapist asked Matthew if he had ever thought about taking me on a second honeymoon. And he promptly replied no. And then he became very adamant about still getting a divorce from me. I have given a man 11 years of my life, and for what? I deserve more than he can offer me. I know I do, and I plan on getting more.
What's your plan?
Well, I think I'm going to take him to the cleaners. I'm going to show him just how much 11 years of my heart is really worth. Then I'm going to find a new man, which, by the way, I've already started the quest for such a thing.
What do you mean by that?
I signed up for the same dating app that Nat is on. The best way to get over a man is to get under a new one.
Nice going, Sarah. I'm digging this new version of you.
Thanks.
I'm not paying you to talk on the phone to your friend, Charlie.
I gotta go.
Yeah, I heard. I'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Bye.
It's about time you got off that damn phone.
Sorry, my friend is going through a crisis.
You're going to be going through a crisis in the unemployment line if you keep talking on the phone all hours of the day.
Dude, what the fuck is your issue?
Excuse me?
You clearly have a problem with me. What is it?
I don't have a problem with you at all. I have a problem with people who think that things aren't going to change around here. That Barbara chick mismanaged this place into the ground. I saved your ass from living under a cardboard box. And if you want to prove to me why I should keep you on, then you better get out there on that pole and break a sweat.
Fine.
I'm going to go take a call in my office. I'll be out here in 20 minutes. If you are not dying of thirst by the time I come back out here, then you can look for another job.
I hate that guy. Thanks for calling the Palace Strip Club. This is Charlie.
Charlie, it's me, your mother.
Mom, I don't have time to talk to you right now. I just got chewed out by my boss for being on the phone. Look, I will call you when I get home, okay?
This can't wait.
Mom.
Charlene.
Okay, fine. What's up?
I'm in the hospital.
What? Oh, my. Okay, are you okay?
The cancer's getting worse, baby. My days are truly numbered now. However, my doctors have decided to put me in the hospital for 2 weeks in order to try an experimental chemotherapy treatment.
Mom, you shouldn't be their medical guinea pig.
I'm not. I agree to this. It could help me in a lot of ways, but I don't want to keep going through this alone. I need you here, Charlie. And I need you now. Please. Please come upstate. I beg you.
As you see, Mr. Pembroke, this condo certainly lives up to its $900,000 price tag. The freshly painted walls and the roof fix-up in 2018 give this place its charming, homey look. And you certainly can't beat 3 finished levels with ample-sized bedrooms and a walk-in closet in the main bedroom. I know that you also mentioned that you love to cook. The kitchen is fully updated in the appliance department with a gas stove. To top it all off, this condo would be move-in ready as soon as you would be.
It's a lovely place. And didn't I tell you already to call me Jameson?
Yes. Yeah, you did.
And that's a lovely dress, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And Christian Louboutins. My, you have great taste in shoes.
Thanks again. You seem to know a lot about women's fashion. I take it your mother taught you a thing or two.
You'd be right about that.
I actually have a few Jacqueline Pembroke dresses in my closet.
My mother certainly did make an impact.
That she did.
Well, I've got to tell you, Natalie, I do love this home.
Great. If you want, I can bring the paperwork by your hotel tonight. And we can even finalize it all over a lovely dinner. My treat, of course.
That's very kind of you. Why don't you meet me at my hotel's restaurant at, say, 8 o'clock?
I will be there.
Wonderful.
Welcome to the Hotel Indigo. How may I help you, miss?
Yes. I'm here to meet Jameson Pembroke.
Hey, Natalie.
Thanks. Hi, Jameson.
Can I get you anything?
A dirty martini is always my go-to.
I like a woman who likes a strong drink.
Good for you.
Anyway, I see you brought along the paperwork.
Of course I did.
Why don't we put that aside for the night?
Oh?
Oh, don't worry. I'm still going to buy the condo. However, I don't really want to talk business tonight. I just want to buy you a drink, have a good meal, and see where the night takes us.
Jameson, I'm sorry if I gave you the wrong impression. You see, I take all of my clients out to dinner before they sign their paperwork. It's my way of saying thank you. That doesn't mean I date them. I'm just not that kind of gal.
Oh, I don't think you have to set yourself up to be someone you're not, to have a good time.
While that may be true, I still want to move forward with this being a business dinner and nothing more. I hope I made that clear.
Perfectly. But at least, let me do this first.
Did you just kiss me?
Yes. Did that loosen you up a little bit? I hope it did.
I have to go.
What?
Just, you can sign the papers and just email them to me in the morning. Bye, Jameson.
Natalie! Natalie, wait!
I'm sorry.
What in the hell just happened?